Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We continue with our series, Houston Legends. And today we have a very special guest, truly a Houston legend. He is Michael Solar. You're going to learn a little bit more about him. So please welcome our first guest, Michael Solar. Welcome, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
Well, we're happy that you were one of the Houston legends that we wanted to interview. You have a long history in the Houston area as an attorney, as a parent, as a grandparent, as a husband. Stellar reputation. So happy to have you here today.
Pleasure.
Well, we always like to get started with just a few questions so the folks who are watching can know a little bit about what you're doing currently, and then we'll talk about where it all starts. So why don't you tell folks what you're doing here in Houston these days?
Well, I've come back after a hiatus, and yes. I'm currently working on some major litigation and getting involved again in active practice. And I'm teaching at the University of Houston Law Center, teaching trial advocacy there, and of course have re-immersed myself in civic kinds of charitable kinds of activities.
Yes. I know you're doing some work with Arte Publico Press, great University of Houston. I know you're a graduate of the University of Houston as well.
Twice.
Yes. Well, we're happy to have you here, and certainly you've had many cases, some very, very important cases. I know you've done a lot of work with child advocacy and defended the rights of so many. Talk to us, from your opinion, some of the cases that you are proudest of or that have been for you the most impactful.
Well, I think, ironically, some of the cases I'm most proud of are cases that were not necessarily
the big public
big money makers. They were cases that involved public issues. One of my favorite cases was the Gonzalez case, where I challenged the authority of a family judge to sit in a case where she had prohibited her Mexican mother and a Mexican child from speaking Spanish in their home because it was interfering with her assimilation. Of course, I've done a number of jail police cases. The last one was Eli Escobar case, a child that was shot by an HPD officer and was resolved very favorably. It resulted not only in a recovery for his parents, but also changes in the way that Houston police officers are trained. And even to this day, they have what they call the Escobar rule that is prominently displayed in the firing ranges.
And you've made time to teach, as you said. What do you think are some of the big challenges for young lawyers, people who are practicing or perhaps are still in law school today?
Well, I think first and foremost, the law has changed dramatically. And of course, it depends on what area of the law you want to go into. I was involved in litigation throughout my professional career. And I can tell you that today there are three times more lawyers than there were when I first graduated.
Yes.
And there are probably half as much litigation. And of those, A big crisis that has emerged on the scene is less than 2% of cases are being tried to judgment before a jury for a host of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. And so as someone who's back in Houston, what are some of the significant changes you've observed since you left Houston and now have returned?
Well, I left Houston originally for 2 years, and it turned into six. So I feel like I've been on an odyssey and I've returned.
Yes.
I guess probably the biggest change is that I'm dependent upon a GPS system because the landmarks have changed so dramatically.
Yes.
And Houston continues to be an extraordinary city, extremely dynamic, a lot of commerce, an emergence of certainly the Latino community, finding its voice, its place in Houston commerce and leadership, and you're certainly a tribute to our success. And so those are the things that stand out for me.
So here you are back in Houston today, and as you look at the many things that you've accomplished, certainly you were first at the table on many different fronts, first at the port, one of the first at the Federal Reserve Bank. Tell us a little bit about those experiences for you as a Latino. Did you see yourself as that pioneer, or did you see yourself as stepping into a calling that at the time was much needed? And looking back at it now, do you see yourself as someone who was really a first among so many of the Latinos in our community?
Well, it was a privilege to be invited to participate in so many of these things. I believe I was the first Latino at the Greater Houston Partnership.
Yes.
From there, I went on a number of different boards, Texas Commerce Bank,
yes.
J.P. Morgan subsequently, the Federal Reserve Board, perhaps the first Latino there as well,
mm-hmm.
and so many other things. I think as the adage goes, you know, to those that much is given, much is expected. And I've always tried to keep my eye on why I was there. And I was there not so much because I knew so much about those issues, but because I provided an opportunity to be a voice for my community and to provide an example to people who were aspiring to do something with their lives, and to equip myself in a way that brought honor to all of us
as a community. And you certainly did. So let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, your family, your parents. You know, people see all of the many recognitions and distinctions that you've had through your career. But you started from humble beginnings. Talk to us about your parents. What did they do, and what was that like growing up here?
I was born on the East End. I was born within spitting distance of
okay.
the waterfront.
Okay.
My father was a seafarer,
uh-huh.
and together I had 25 aunts and uncles.
Okay.
And 18 on my mother's side. They were sharecroppers out in the Brazos River bottom. My dad's father was a cobbler and lived in Magnolia as well. I was born there. My grandparents had a farm in Pasadena when it was still rural.
Wow.
And because my dad traveled mm-hmm. so much, my mother moved out to the farm, and that's where I started.
Okay.
We ultimately had a home and a community there, predominantly Latino. And I went through the school system and was very, very fortunate. I had a pretty good run. Went to Sam Rayburn High School, and then on to the University of Houston.
What was your first job other than the farm, working there with your family? What else? What were some of the other jobs you had?
You know, I had jobs all the time. I had I sold grit back in the day. I sold seeds. I had a paper route. But my first paycheck kind of job was at a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And I washed dishes. And
okay.
I was real proud to get my printed paycheck at the end of the day.
I bet. What'd you do with your paycheck?
Well, you know, in my family, we bought clothes and we bought school lunches.
Yeah.
And from the time that I was 12 years old, we were taking care of ourselves in that regard.
And what order are you in terms of siblings?
I'm first son, third child out of seven.
Okay. Okay. And your siblings here in the Houston area?
Six of the seven are.
Yeah. And very proud, I'm sure you are, of your children. They've gone on to do incredible things. Talk to us a little bit about your role as a father and, you know, what your children are doing these days.
Well, I think my family is my opus. I'm very happy to be celebrating my 40th wedding anniversary this year. We've had four children, and they went to Jesuit and Dominican schools, so consequently they are men for others and servant leaders. They've been involved in a host of different kinds of community activities. My oldest son works for the Schusterman Foundation in San Francisco. He heads up one of their education groups. I have a banker son. I've got one that's a tech guy for Google, and our daughter does strategy at Yes Prep. So I've got, I guess, 2.5 MBAs and a bank president.
Well, that's not bad at all. And, of course, Dr. Patricia has had also a fantastic career. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, I'll tell you what. I met Patricia. She was my French tutor in college, and yes. I've struggled with French all of my life. And I figured that it was probably less expensive to marry my tutor than it was to continue to pay for them. So, she was attending optometry school at the University of Houston.
Yes.
Graduated and, had a successful practices. And ultimately, when our last child left, she decided we needed to go home and let her be with her parents for a while.
Yes.
And they lived in Martinique in the French West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
So we packed up our tent. We went over there originally for 2 years, ended up being 6.
Wow, and here you are now back in Houston, and certainly again a very distinguished career, Michael. And as you look at all of the things that you've done here, whether it's from your career or professional and the civic associations and different time that you spent giving back to the community, for you, what do you think will be Michael Solar's legacy?
Well, we don't get to write that, but if you ask me what I would like it to be, I would like it to be that I never forgot where I came from, that I want to be part of the greater community. I wanted to be a good example for other citizens here. And I really enjoy child advocacy. That's probably my sweet spot.
Yeah. Well, thank you on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, our entire community. You make us very proud. You've got a very phenomenal family history. Your children are doing great things. I know they will continue to make you proud, and Patricia as well. So on behalf of our chamber, we thank you for being with us today. We congratulate you for being named one of our Houston legends.
Thank you for everything that you do and the chamber does for all of us.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.